With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court will issue a ruling tomorrow on the Trump immunity case.
It's perhaps the most anticipated decision of the court term, whether former presidents are immune from prosecution for official acts they took in office. The High Court has previously ruled that former presidents can't be sued in civil cases for what they did in office, but it has never weighed in on criminal immunity. At stake is the criminal case against Donald Trump for his role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jill Biden is reportedly a near constant presence now at her husband's side since his disastrous debate performance against Donald Trump. First Lady has been delivering a spirited defense of her husband and his ability to serve another 4 years, but her role looms larger this year, and some Trump supporters question whether she's the one actually doing the steering these days. Also at SRNnews.com, two astronauts will be in space a little longer.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived on Boeing's new space capsule about a month ago.
I want to make it very clear that Butch and Sonny are not stranded in space.
This was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. NASA's Steve Stitch says engineers are troubleshooting some problems.
We'll have a little bit more work to do to get there for the final return, but they're safe on space station. Their spacecraft is working well, and they're enjoying their time on the space station.
NASA has not set a return date.
We're not in any rush to come home.
Boeing has said some leaks that were spotted during the flight are not a concern for the return trip. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tropical Storm Beryl is moving toward the southeastern Caribbean. As forecasters warn, it is going to gain strength and become a major hurricane. Watch is in effect now in Barbados, Grenada, and St. Vincent. This is SRN News. A leading Canadian school holds a drag queen summer camp.
The University of British Columbia describes the event as a, quote, leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning, and allied youth from across BC and the Yukon. Drag queens will be in attendance and will teach the children how to perform with the goal of helping them, quote, imagine being whomever they want. UBC says it also wants to free kids from what it calls the colonial notions of the nuclear family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Pakistan arresting 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man last week. Blasphemy accusations common in Pakistan. Under the country's laws, anyone found guilty of insulting Islam can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. Norwegian government has signed a deal to begin stockpiling grain.
The deal to store 30,000 tons of grain was signed by Norway's agriculture and food minister. It was also inked by four private companies who will store the wheat that will belong to the Norwegian government. The goal is that Norway will gradually build up the reserve until 2029, with some 82,500 tons of grain in store by the end of the decade.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom signing the budget to close an estimated $46.8 billion deficit through $16 billion in spending cuts and temporarily raising taxes on some businesses. Lawmakers passed that budget on Wednesday. A judge in Panama City acquitting 28 people accused of money laundering. That's in a case known as the Panama Papers. More details at SRNnews.com.